All right. I'm here with Asura. Is that pronounced correctly?
Yes.
Cool. As far as I understood, you're from Ljubljana?
I'm currently studying in Ljubljana, but I'm enrolled in Vienna.
Oh, okay. You just held a session on basically open science practices for undergraduate students. What was the underlying idea of offering such a session?
Basically, it's, I think my main motivation was kind of my own frustration of being a student. So people are talking about young researchers, but in actuality, I'm not even considered a young researcher because I'm a student. And all the talk in open science is mostly revolving around researchers. So I always wondered, how can we and should we approach students and maybe even younger people?
Do you have any experience in fostering these kind of ideas and putting them forward and actually putting them into practice with fellow students?
Yes, actually, yes. So last year I attended the OpenCon in Washington, and since then it was kind of a I was trying to do something and put something into action. So I held a workshop on our student conference about open science, and since then found a small group of students, and now we are trying to kind of just advocate for open science, and we just kind of also began to actually work on a study that we hopefully will publish in a very open way.
Okay. With the support from your lecturers?
Officially, yeah, they supported.
Okay. Your session, I was just participating in your session on the side, so to speak. But what I noticed is that as soon as you were into the topic, it kind of deviated towards a general discussion of open science. Would you think that this is kind of the problem?
Actually, I think yes. This is somewhat related to this frustration that I mentioned in the beginning. I often feel the discussions, it's everybody agrees on the problems. Everybody sees the kind of problems with the current system. But I think this culture shift that we've been discussing about in this session includes a lot more than just the traditional problems of open access, our academic system, of the incentives, and so. Yes, I believe it should be. There should be more focus on this topic of actually including at least undergraduates.
Is there any specific point or one point that you take home with you out of this session?
I would actually say it is interesting to see that once again to see the extremely different points. One side saying it's kind of the kind of saying. There's no hope in achieving a real change, and that we should try to kind of go with the system while being as open as possible. And the other side, which is very optimistic and trying to kind of just risk a bit and hope for a better future.
Okay. Sorry. Thanks for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you very much.
Bye.